to give testimony for the Lord.
那今天我是应该用英文讲还是用普通话讲呢？
So should I speak in Mandarin or Cantonese?
让大家投票好不好？
So let's vote.
Cantonese, 好的。广东话。
不是听广东话。
凡是愿意听我用英文讲道的，请举手。
So, all in favor preaching in English, please raise your hand.
Like to listen in English, please raise your hand. Okay, all right. 凡是愿意我是用普通话讲的，请举手。一半一半。
So half half. So,
那上个礼拜我是用普通话，对不对？
So last week I preaching Mandarin.
今天我就用英文好了 ，OK? Sorry, OK. 那我们听过一次一个故事，关于格培里，这格里汉牧师去英国为英国的女王来讲道。
So we heard about the story Billy Graham preaching the in England in front of the Queen. The Queen,
right. And then he, Billy Graham, Billy Graham, the great preacher, was speaking to the Queen of England. So everybody was excited, and then they told Billy Graham, they said, "Wow, that's a great honor to speak in front of the Queen."
So 大家都觉得格里汉能够在英国女皇面前证道，这是一个很荣幸的事情。
那and Billy Graham give this answer.
但是格培里没有回答。
He says, "Every time I stand to preach, I preach in front of the King of Kings."
因为每次我传道是为万王之王传道。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus is here.
因为耶稣与我们同在。
Jesus certainly he is in heaven, but also today he is with his church.
耶稣虽然在天堂，但是他是永远与我们同在。
Because he is the resurrected Lord.
因为他是复活的主。
His spirit is with us also.
他的精神永远与我们同在。
His body is in heaven.
他的身体在天堂。
But he is interested in every assembly of the church.
但是对所有教会的聚集，他都有兴趣。
So today I'm very sure that our Lord Jesus is right here listening to all of us.
所以我很确定，耶稣今天与我们同在，听我们讲道跟献诗。
And the choir was singing to him.
所以我们的诗班他也听到。
I believe that he.Is very pleased.
我相信他一定非常高兴。
And today I want to share with you that the Lord's resurrection was very, very true, and it is a fact.
我今天要跟你们分享，主的复活是真实的，而且是事实。
Because of the reliability of the Bible.
因为圣经是真实的。
You know that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were written by the eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
因为四福音，马太、马可，还有约翰福音，都是
路加，
还有路加福音，四福音都是复活的见证，他们写的。
Matthew.Was a tax collector.
马太是个税吏。
Hated by every people in his time.
在他的时代，每个人都痛恨他。
Because he collect taxes for the Roman government.
因为他为罗马政府收税。
And yet he has changed and been turned into a disciple.
但是他的生命改变，变成使徒。
And then he wrote about the resurrection.
所以他写了圣经，讲到复活的事情。
Mark was a young man that was so afraid, when he was with Jesus.
马可是个年轻人，本来跟耶稣在一起的时候很胆怯。
When Jesus was arrested, the Bible said there was a young man so scared that he took off his clothes. He ran away naked without clothes.
在圣经里头记载，当耶稣被逮捕的时候，马可非常惧怕，衣服脱了就跑掉了。
Because the Jews in those times they wear robes, right? And so that's why the Bible said that.
因为犹太那个时候都穿了很多长袍，所以圣经里头有这样的记载。
But he recorded what the Apostle Peter have said.
但是他记载了很多耶稣讲的事实。
And it was an eyewitness account from Peter to tell him about Jesus.
而且他是跟随彼得，所以彼得跟他口述了很多耶稣的事例。
Then Luke was a physician.
路加是一个医师。
He was a researcher.
他是很有研究。
He studied all the historical facts, asked all the witnesses.And then gave us the account about Jesus' resurrection.
他研究了历史的事实，还有跟很多见证人来记录下来耶稣复活的事实。
And then John was the beloved disciple of Jesus.
约翰是耶稣最爱的信徒。
And you know that John wrote the account of the revelations.
我们也知道，约翰是写了启示录。
That Jesus himself revealed.The message to him.
耶稣亲自向他显现启示录的讯息。
And he was a pastor in the place called Ephesus in Turkey.
他是以弗所的牧师。
And he had a disciple.
而且他也有一个信徒。
Named Polycarp.
然后是波里是他的信徒。
Polycarp was the historical famous martyr for Jesus Christ.
他在历史上也很有名。
He died for Jesus.
他也是为耶稣殉道。
The Roman soldier caught him and said, "You are so old. We don't want to kill you."
当罗马士兵逮捕他的时候，说你太老了，我们不想把你处死。
Only say that I don't want to be Christian. We'll let you go.
他说只要你不承认自己是基督徒，我们就把你放了。
But Polycarp said.Jesus has been with me so long. He treated me so good. And he gave me eternal life. I can never deny Jesus.
我跟随耶稣，他赐给我永生，所以我没有办法不承认他。
So he was killed.
所以他就为耶稣殉道。
Now he was the disciple of John.
那他是跟随约翰的。
So you can tell.Historically, these are real account about Jesus' resurrection.
所以历史上我们有很多耶稣复活的证明。
And we know that the Bible speaks the truth.
而且我们知道圣经是真实的。
Now, more than this, there are other very important descriptions in the Bible.
而且耶稣里头还有其他很多的记载。
To prove that his resurrection was real.
证明耶稣的复活是真实的。
First of all, his grave was empty.
第一点，他的坟墓是空的。
Now notice what the Gospel of John says.
约翰福音里头记载。
It says in the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, one of the disciples, a lady, went to the tomb and it was still dark.She saw that the stone had been moved away from the entrance.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
That means that the tomb have nobody in there.
就是坟墓里头什么都没有。
The huge stone that blocked the grave, was rolled away.
本来在坟墓的在坟墓前面有一个很大的石头挡住，那个大石头被移开了。
Now in those days, the dead people were put into a cave and they block it with a big stone.
在那个时代，通常就是把尸体放到一个坟墓里头，然后有一个放到一个洞穴里头，一个大石头把它挡住。
And that stone, the heavy stone, almost a ton of stone, was not there no more.
那个很重的石头被移开了。
And Jesus was not there.
然后耶稣的尸体不在里头。
Now, today, all the graves or the tomb of the religious leaders, so-called Buddha or Mohammed, their tomb still here that has bones or ashes.
其他宗教领袖，像是佛教或者是回教，他们的领袖尸体都在，要不是有骨头就是有骨灰。
We knew that Buddha died because of sickness.
因为就像佛祖去世，是因为他生病死掉。
And today they claim that his remain is in ashes.But there's a tooth, a right tooth of Buddha still around, they say.
他们说虽然他的骨灰，然后他还有剩下一颗牙齿，还留在世界上。
And then Mohammed today was buried in the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia.
那回教的领袖穆罕默德是埋在阿拉伯的一个城市里头。
All the other religious leaders, they died and have bones.
所有其他宗教领袖都死亡，而且都有骨头留下来。
Only nobody could find Jesus' bones or ashes.
只有耶稣的骨灰或者是骨头，从来没有人能够找到。
Only his tomb is empty.
而且他的坟墓是空的。
You see, how did it get empty?
为什么坟墓是空的呢？
Oh, that's the reason, because there was an earthquake.
因为有地震。
The Bible says in Matthew 28, there was a violent earthquake. An angel came down from heaven and rolled away the stone on the entrance.
马太福音说，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
Now,Was there really an earthquake?
是不是真的有地震呢？
Was it happened during that time?
那是不是在那个时间、那个时代发生呢？
Oh, from the study of three archaeologists,
有三个地质学家的研究
and geologists,
他们都证明
they like Jeffy Williams and Marcus Shabby and A. Brower, they discover.In the Dead Sea, along the sediment of the land and the sand, they discover something.
三个地质学家在死海附近的地层上面发现了有地震的证明。
And they examined the disturbance on the sediment of the land over there, the deposit there. They proved that there was an earthquake around the years between 26 or 36 A.D.But most likely it's around 30 AD.
所以他们就证明，从土壤的流失还有震动的情况，证明在那个时代是有地震。
And the earthquake's level was 5.5.
然后那个地震的强度是 5.5 级。
So we know, of course, the Bible's record is right.
所以我们知道圣经的记载是正确的。
And then.It only took an angel to move away this heavy stone.
然后有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开。
Oh, but more, there are more proofs.
还有其他的证明。
To show that Jesus was resurrected.
证明耶稣是复活的。
Because the linen that wrapped around Jesus' body were still there in the tomb.
因为包裹耶稣身体的细麻布仍在坟墓里。
Now you remember that Mary Magdalene saw the tomb was empty, so she went back and told two disciples, Peter and John.
你们记得莫大拉看到坟墓里头是空的，他回去跟使徒彼得跟约翰讲。
And when they ran, and then one went into the tomb and saw the linen wrapped around still there.
所以彼得就跑过来看到。没有
那个是约翰 John
约翰跑进来
and then later on Peter ran in to see it too
然后彼得随后也到了
the interesting thing is this the linen that wrapped around the body was on one place and then the linen that wrapped around the head was nicely wrapped, put in another place.
奇怪的就是那个细麻布裹头的跟裹身体的都好好的分在两个地方。
Now you say, how does this prove Jesus resurrected?
那这个是证明什么呢？
Now, of course, today there is a linen that was being shown by the Catholic Church to claim that that could be the linen that wrapped around Jesus.
所以现在天主教事实上就把那些细麻布就是显现给信徒说是。
According to scholar, they're not sure whether that was really the one or not.
但是有很多学者不见得证明说那个真的是包裹在耶稣身上的细麻布。
But on that day when Jesus rose again, indeed there was this cloth right there witnessed by John and Peter.
但是就是在那一天，这些细麻布，彼得跟约翰都看到了。
It proves then that Jesus' body was not being stolen.
证明耶稣的尸体不是被偷走的。
Because if you try to steal a body, if the disciple tried to steal the body, or anyone tried to steal the body, you take everything away quickly, run away with wrapping thing and all the linen will be all gone.
因为如果说是使徒或者是其他的人要偷耶稣的尸体的话，应该整个事情都整个东西很快的就要拿走，哪里有时间把细麻布还留下来？
Yeah, exactly. No way that they will took away the linen and wrap it so nice and put it here. Impossible.
那不可能，他们花时间把细麻布裹头裹身体的好好的 放在那边。
So it must have been something very outstanding, very special happened.
所以一定是有很特别的事情发生。
Because Jesus was resurrected.
因为耶稣复活了。
And more than that, Jesus later on was showing himself to Mary Magdalene.
因为耶稣又向莫大利的玛利亚显现。
In this account, in John chapter 20, 11 to 16, you can see that Mary was so sad and that she saw two angels, but she didn't even know who they are. She was so overwhelmed by her own sadness.
因为玛利亚站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟里就看见两个天使穿着白衣。安放在耶稣身体的地方坐着，那他在那边哭。那妇人说：“你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪去，我不知道放在哪里。
”And then Jesus was behind her.
但是耶稣在他的后面。
And ask her, what you looking? He said, "Oh, would you?" Mary said, "Would you please tell me?"Where was Jesus' body? Did somebody take him away so that I can pick him out?
所以耶稣问他你在找什么？但耶稣那玛利亚就说你看到耶稣吗？我要把他的尸体找回来。
And then Jesus said, Mary.
然后耶稣说玛丽。
She was suddenly awakened and heard the voice of Jesus.
突然他了解是耶稣跟他讲话。
She know, oh, that's my rabbi, my teacher.
所以他就说师父。
And she tried to wrap around Jesus' feet. Jesus said, don't touch me until I see my heavenly father.
但是玛利亚要去跟他接近的时候，耶稣说还不能，等我去天父的时候。
Now you see, why did Jesus show himself to this lady first?
那为什么耶稣先向玛利亚显现
？It just shows us that Jesus care for even those who people do not believe.
因为耶稣关切甚至不相信他的人。
Because in those days people don't believe in women.
因为在那个时代，女人的见证一般人是不相信的。
If you want to prove somebody a lie, you should have a man there to prove.
如果你要证明一个人说谎，你要用男人的那个见证才是可以相信的。
But it's so interesting. Jesus specially showed to this Mary Magdalene.
那是很奇怪，为什么耶稣先向玛利亚显现
？And the Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene was someone that was cast seven demons in her was cast away by Jesus.
因为以前莫大拉的玛利亚，她有七个魔鬼附身，然后耶稣把她的鬼身上的鬼赶走。
So you can see that Jesus could not have such a very intimate relationship with Mary, like some of today you see CNN or you know Fox those movie talk about Mary, Magdalene and Jesus. It's impossible because Mary was such a wicked woman before. And Jesus has to cast out seven demons from this woman.
所以玛利亚以前是被魔鬼附身的，所以有些野史说是耶稣跟玛利亚有亲密的关系，这是不可能的，因为从历史上知道玛利亚是一个很可怕的女人，身上有魔鬼附身。
And Jesus loved her, care for this hurt, mournful woman.
耶稣安慰她。
He cared for this weak lady.
所以耶稣照顾弱小的女子。
So、he showed himself to her first.
所以先向这个弱小的女子显现。
Because she need Jesus.
因为她需要耶稣。
She love Jesus.
她爱耶稣。
She need Jesus to be with her.
她需要耶稣与她同在。
So that to know that she has hope in Jesus.
所以她才在耶稣身上能够找到希望。
So we thank God that Jesus showed herself to Mary and to other disciples too.
所以感谢耶稣向玛利亚和其他的使徒显现。
In the Gospel of Mark, it tells us that on that day, Jesus appeared to another two disciples and many others also.
在马可福音，耶稣向两个使徒还有其他的信徒显现。
And later on, finally, he appeared to all the 11 disciples.
最后，他向十一个门徒显现。
And Jesus rebuked them for not believing the other people's eyewitnesses account.
而且责备他们不相信。
And then, that include Peter and John and everyone else.
那包括彼得跟约翰。
And then also especially Jesus appeared himself to the apostle Peter.
特别他向使徒彼得显现。
And then also he showed to more than 500 other disciples.
前后向有500个弟兄显现。
And why would he also show especially to his brother James?
而且向他自己的弟兄雅各显现。
Because James before didn't believe in Jesus.
因为他自己的弟兄雅各并不相信他。
He sometimes kind of make some funny remark about Jesus.
他有的时候讽刺，在耶稣生前他会讽刺耶稣。
But Jesus showed himself to James so that James became later the leader of the whole church.
所以耶稣复活以后向他的弟兄雅各显现，雅各以后就变成教会的领袖。
From a person who knew Jesus as brothers,
因为他自己的弟兄当然知道耶稣。
And who didn't like Jesus,
并不喜欢耶稣。
But now becomes the head of the church, so you know Jesus' resurrection must be real.
到最后，他自己的兄弟变成教会的领袖，所以知道他的显现是真的。
And all the disciples saw Jesus, and they knew that he was real.
所有的信徒看到他显现，都知道这是真实的。
So you know the Bible said, except John, all the other 11 disciples later died for their faith in Jesus.
所以十一个门徒里头，除了约翰以外，都为耶稣殉道。
Imagine if your Lord and if your teachers, he said all these things and yet die on the cross, in the Roman cruel cross. How would you still continue to believe in him after he died?
想象在罗马时代，你的老师在十字架上被钉死，他死了以后，你还继续相信他。 而且宁愿为他殉道。
The only answer is that because Jesus come alive and shocked them and changed them and made them really become a powerful disciples.
唯一的解释就是耶稣复活向他们显现，对他们是一个很大的震撼，然后他们真正的相信耶稣复活。
Today we worship on Sunday.
所以我们今天在礼拜天崇拜。
Why?
为什么？
The Jews also always worship on Saturday, the Sabbath day.
犹太人的安息日是礼拜六。
The only reason is because Jesus resurrected on Sunday.
但是我们基督徒在礼拜天聚会，是因为耶稣在礼拜天复活。
Notice all the Jews always offer bulls and sheep and all the animal to God to ask for forgiveness.
犹太人像用羊啊或者是其他的动物献祭，希望求上帝赎罪。
No more now, right?
但是现在不这样做了。
Even in the Jewish nation, you don't see that anymore.
因为犹太人甚至以色列人也不这样做了。
Because Jesus died for our sins already.
因为耶稣已经为我们的罪舍身。
We don't need to offer those animals again.
我们不需要再用动物来赎罪了，来献祭。
And then also we believe in Jesus is Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
而且我们相信耶稣天父天子跟圣灵是三位一体。
For the Jewish people, this is impossible. God's only one God. Why three?
对犹太人来讲是不可能的，因为他们只是独一的真神，为什么是三位一体？
But we believe three in one today.
但是我们相信三位一体。
Now this change proves that Jesus' resurrection is real.
这也间接的证明耶稣的复活是真的。
And then, like last Friday, we have the Lord's Supper.
就像我们上个礼拜天守主餐。
And every first week of the first Sunday of the month, we take the Lord's Supper and we remember Jesus.
我们每一个月的第一个主日守主餐，来纪念耶稣为我们舍身。
We are not remembering a dead savior.
我们并不是纪念一个死掉的救主，
but a resurrected savior.
而且我们是纪念复活的救主。
We baptize people in the water.
我们施行浸礼。
To show that people who are in Jesus not only die but also resurrected.
因为我们信徒与耶稣同在。一起死，一起复活。
Because Jesus was resurrected.
因为耶稣复活。
And today, even there are still people can in their dream see Jesus.
现在甚至有人在梦中还是可以真正见到耶稣。
Like many Iranian, how they became Christian, they say that probably a million people now in Iran, they were underground Christians.
他们说现在伊朗有超过100万的人信耶稣，他们怎么可能信耶稣呢？
And I've shared with you, I heard myself, an Iranian preach and give testimony in the Saddleback Church. He said that Jesus appeared to him, and he was so scared that he had to turn and trust in Jesus.
这是我个人跟你们分享，就是有一个伊朗人在马鞍山教会见证，说是耶稣向他显现，他不得不信。
Now, what is the main thing Jesus resurrected to want us to do?
但是耶稣复活的主要意义是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, one purpose only.
只有一个目的。
In all the Gospels account, everywhere after Jesus' resurrection, he was with the disciples, he taught them, but then there's one central thing, that is to commission them and send them out to make disciples.
因为耶稣复活以后继续教导他的门徒，但是只有一个中心的教导，就是要传福音。
You go back to John 20.
回到约翰福音二十章。
After Jesus reveal himself to Mary Magdalene.
因为他向玛利亚显现以后。
And that day in the afternoon, he revealed himself to two walking disciples, other disciples, walking away, and then Jesus suddenly appeared before them in the Luke's account.
所以根据路加福音呢，他又向其他的信徒显现。
And then that night, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples.
然后在那天晚上，他向十一个门徒显现。
Notice he says,
然后他说
May you have peace.
平安与你们同在。
Peace be with you.
平安与你们同在。
As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
So that's what Jesus wants today.
这就是耶稣希望我们要做的事情。
Not only to the 11 disciples.
不单只是差遣十一个门徒。
But he also wants all of us to be sent.
他是差遣所有的基督徒。
Notice what Acts 1:8 said.
然后在那个使徒行传第一章。
It says that that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, upon you, you'll be my witnesses.
因为他要我们做他的见证。
In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the world.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地到全世界，直到地极，做我的见证。
So what Jesus wants you and I do, He gives you power to do so.
耶稣要你我做的事情，他会同样给你的权柄跟能力。
That is, first of all, He gives you the Holy Spirit.
他会给我们圣灵。
Just like He gave the disciples.
他把圣灵给他的门徒。
They are special. The disciples have the Holy Spirit earlier.
他们有的圣灵在早期是比较特殊的。
But later on, the Bible Luke recorded that the Holy Spirit come down upon all the believers.
然后路加福音记载圣灵会降到所有的信徒身上。
So today, according to Paul's account, all believers are baptized in the Spirit.
所以根据使徒保罗，所有的信徒都会受到圣灵的洗礼。
Because if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you will never become a Christian in the first place.
因为你没有圣灵充满，你就不会成为基督徒。
Because Holy Spirit touch you, you want to accept Jesus. You want to be baptized.
因为圣灵充满你，所以你才愿意受洗，愿意接受耶稣。
Unless you're touched by the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't want to do that.
除非圣灵感动你，你不会想要受洗。
And today you are Christians.
今天你是基督徒。
You're willing to be baptized.
你愿意受洗。
You're willing to be His witnesses.
你愿意为他做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit with you.
因为圣灵与你同在。
I have a book, maybe I want to show you.
我有一本书要跟你们分享。
This book is from a Chinese author. His name is Yun Tixiong.
So it's from a Chinese author.
How many of you have seen this before? If you don't, you like to read, I can loan it to you. It is talking about this man,brothers who became a great witness for Jesus in China.
他是云哲，他是作者，他自己的见证。
He was put in jail 3 times in China.
他入牢三次。
He had met many underground leaders.
他是地下基督教的领袖。
They prayed for him. They helped him to escape from jails.
他们为他祷告。让他从监帮助他从监里逃监牢里头逃出来。
And the Holy Spirit helped him to witness for Jesus.
圣灵帮助他为耶稣做见证。
And therefore, many Chinese in China became Christian because of the witness of this man.
所以很多国内的人信主就是因为这个人的见证。
I heard him myself.
我本人听过他讲道。
Not in China.
不是在中国。
Right here.
他来美国。
Many years ago, my wife and I, one time attend the Saddleback Church right here.
说几年以前我们去马鞍山。
And Pastor Rick Warren invited him to speak.
因为那个牧师请他去讲道。
The first thing he did, do you know what he did?
你知道他第一件事情是做什么？
He says, I'm going to teach you Chinese.
我要教你说中文。
And then we say, God loves me.
上帝爱我。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
He used Chinese to teach them.
所以他用中文来教他们。
神爱我。
So God loves you. God loves, God loves me.
And he told us the powerful testimony God had used him.
所以他很有力地为耶稣做见证。
Now, brothers and sisters, God can use you today too.
弟兄姐妹, 上帝也会用你们。
In your home.
用你自己的特殊的地方。 因为每个人都有特殊的地方。
God can use you to be his testimony.
上帝会用你来做见证。
Just like Holy Spirit touched this young, this man,
就像圣灵感动这位作者, 圣灵也会感动你。
And so that everyone can be his witnesses.
所以每个人都可以为他做见证。
What does witness mean?
那见证的意义是什么?
You tell people what you have experienced.
你只要告诉别人你自己的经验。
Now, if you're not a Christian yet, you cannot witness for him.
因为你如果不是基督徒, 你当然不能为耶稣做见证。
You haven't been baptized yet, you cannot witness for him very powerfully.
你没有受浸的话, 你的见证就可能没有,
But today, if you have Jesus in your heart,
如果耶稣在你心里,
You've been baptized.
你已经受过浸淫,
You would have the power to witness for Jesus.
你就有为耶稣见证的能力,
even include the doubter.
甚至你如果说有婚外情,
Now, you know, Thomas, the disciple, didn't believe what the other apostles said.
因为多马并不相信耶稣,
He says, not until I touch Jesus' hand and touch his feet and touch his side that he was pierced by a spear, then I will believe.
我非看见他手上的钉痕, 用指头探入那钉痕, 又用手探入他的肋旁, 我才会相信。
Praise God, he did see Jesus.
感谢主, 他真的相信了。
So sometimes if some people are doubting about Jesus,
如果别人怀疑耶稣,
but still want to find Jesus' will in their life.
但是他们还是想要,
if you have this heart, this desire,
只要你心里愿意,
God will show himself to you.
上帝会向你显现,
like he did to Thomas.
就像他向多马显现,
you know, later on, Thomas became the first disciple, apostle, went to India.
所以多马是第一个去印度传教的信徒。
There are many, many accounts about Thomas' ministry in India and other parts of the world.
在历史上有很多记载多马在印度跟那个地区传道的事情。
There are many hymns that people wrote down about Thomas' missionary journey in India.
而且有很多圣诗就是讲多马在印度传教的事情。
So it was in 52 AD that Thomas arrived in a town called Tamilakam in India.
所以在 西元52年前后, 就有一个历史记载他在印度一个城市传教。
And through him, many Indians became Christian.
然后经过他, 很多印度人信主。
So today, in Western India, there are many churches that is remembering Thomas, built for Thomas, because he ministered there.
现在在印度的西区, 有很多记载, 多马在那边传教的事实。
How did he die?
他最后是怎么去世的?
He was pierced by a spear to death.
他是被一个长矛刺死。
Jesus was pierced.
耶稣也是被刺死。
He himself was willing to be pierced too.
多马也愿意被为耶稣刺死。
Because he was not doubter anymore.
因为他不再怀疑耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
他相信耶稣。
Oh, you say, Pastor, today, does God still do that for people in the world?
今天上帝还是会这样做吗?
I have doubt.
我怀疑。
May I ask you, you ask him, seek him, he will show himself real to you.
我告诉你, 如果你真的去寻求, 上帝会向你显现。
Some of you may have recently gone to see a movie called Miracles from Heaven, right?
你们最近有没有看一个电影, 就是, 天堂的奇迹。
Now this was a very real story.
这是一个真的故事。
Acted by a very good actress, of course.
的演员很好。
And this story was telling that a daughter who had illness at 10 years old, her stomach so big. And they don't know why. And the digestive system is all you know, broken down.
所以一个十岁的女孩肚子变得很大，她的消化系统功能不好。
No cure.
然后没有办法治疗。
The best hospital in America, the Boston Children's Hospital,could not heal her.
最好的儿童医院在 Boston 也没有办法把她治好。
But through a miracle, this young lady was healed.
但是奇迹出现，她被治愈了。
Before she was healed,
在她被治愈以前
，her mother supposed to be going to church.
她的母亲应该是要上教堂。
But God did not answer her prayer.
但是他觉得上帝没有听他祷告。
So she hate church.
所以他痛恨。
She didn't go to church no more.
所以他痛恨教会，不再去教堂。
I don't want to. God did not hear my prayer.
因为上帝没有听我祷告。
But praise God, still God healed that girl.
但是上帝还是让他的女儿治愈。
And today, this family live in Texas.
那现在这个家庭住在德州。
It is a very true fact.
这是一个真实的故事。
And the mother later on so happy, she went back to church and testified for Jesus in the church.
她的母亲非常感恩，回到教会，而且在教会面前，就在会众面前见证。
弟兄姐妹 ，brothers and sisters.Even though you don't believe, God still would help you.
尽管你不相信，上帝还是会帮助你。
But notice what Jesus said, though.
但是要记得耶稣所说的话。
Jesus did say to Thomas, He said, Thomas, you saw me, you believe, but those did not see me and believe, they are blessed. They are blessed.
耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”
Today, many of us did not see Jesus.
我们今天没有人见过耶稣
or did not experience any great miracles,
甚至也没有经历过奇迹
but we believe,
但是我们相信
Jesus said you are blessed
我们就是有福的
Finally, let us see just one short clip of how other people witness for Jesus
让我们看一个简短的影片来看怎么样为耶稣做见证
Then we'll close
然后我们就结束今天的讲道
Just be patient. 快来了。
Our road to church planting was a little bit different than other planters' roads. Our story has a lot of layers to it. And one of those has to be the connection with my dad. My dad was my hero. He was my mentor.He was one of my best friends, and he would become the pastor of our sending church. And 36 hours before we moved to D.C., my dad went to the hospital with pancreatitis, and we would later find out that he had neuroendocrine stage 3 pancreatic cancer. This was quite a blow, and particularly the form of cancer that he has or had. That's tough. He's in the hospital, and we have to go. We have to move. And so the day that we move was a massive leap of faith. I didn't want to leave him. I didn't want to go. And yet I knew that we were called to do this. And so I'll never forget reading Luke chapter 9, where the second guy, Christ, says to him, "Follow me." And the man says, "I will, but first let me go bury my father." And I read that passage with such kindness from Jesus, where he says, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go proclaim the kingdom." And so we did it. We went ahead and we moved. My dad would end up fighting for 9 months and preached his last sermon at our church plant. It was an amazing end for a preacher who had truly done his best to live for Christ his entire life. And so, if I could impart wisdom to other planters and to other churches seeking to step out in faith, if God gives you a mission, do it. No questions asked. Step out in faith. Do what's right, and you'll have amazing stories to tell of God's awesomeness. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. This video tells us that we will obey you no matter what.
亲爱的天父, 感谢你让我们看这个影片, 让我们知道我们需要顺服。
We thank you for this young man who preached for you in Washington, D.C. today. Pray that you will also bless us right here in Irvine and Saddleback Valley that we will witness for Jesus too. In Jesus' name we pray.